My donor number is 14322, and hello. I'm 5'7" tall, and I have a small to medium build. I have brown hair and brown eyes. My skin color is fair. My mother's ethnic origin is Mexican, Native American, Spanish, and my father's ethnic origin is German and Northern European.
All right, well, thanks so much for taking the time to be here with us today. We really appreciate it. I'm going to start with some questions about you and then move on to a couple about the donor program.
Sure.
All right, the first question is, are you currently a student? Are you working? What do you got going on?
I am working and currently enrolled in an online program. The online program is for, I recently got certified as a personal trainer, and then the program I'm in now is to become a certified exercise specialist, corrective exercise specialist, excuse me. And for work, I am a sales account manager for a big cannabis distribution company.
Excellent. Okay, so in your ideal situation, 5 to 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Impacting and empowering people to become the best version of themselves physically and mentally and spiritually by creating an online program, helping people really breaking through limiting beliefs, helping them with mental strengthening, mental empowerment, as well as physical.
All right. Okay, so some questions about growing up. Do you have any siblings?
Yes, I do. I am the youngest of 8.
Oh, wow. Well, what's your relationship like with them?
We have a great relationship. We're all very close. I live with one of my sisters, and our relationship is amazing. I mean, we all get along very well. We all hang out all the time. Most of the time that I spend is usually family.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, how about your parents? Would you say they gave you any morals or values that you still see in yourself today?
Yeah, absolutely. For my mother, she's a really strong woman, really strong in faith and her belief, very hardworking, and that goes for my father as well, very hardworking. I would say I'd probably get my stubbornness from my father. yeah, no, they're great. I definitely do get qualities from both of them.
Okay, so when you're not working, what do you like to do for fun?
For fun, I'm really into personal development, so my idea of fun, something that I'm really passionate about is working out, exercising, sports. So I train a lot in combat sports, specifically Thai kickboxing, boxing, and I'm also really into just other sports. Baseball was one of my passions growing up. It's actually something that I wanted to do as a kid, playing professional ball. I like hiking, being out in nature, just exploring new places. I love traveling. Also just love just, you know, reading a good book and things like riding bikes. I love staying active. That's something that I'm extremely passionate about. So I love to do anything that really challenges me physically.
Excellent. Okay, so I'm going to jump in on the goal that you said there. You mentioned reading. When you get a chance to read for fun, what do you like to read?
I love books on personal development. I think a really great book, one of my favorites, is Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. And that's about self-image and just kind of like the power of visualization. And really just anything that that is kind of an investment to myself to become a better person, to become more knowledgeable, and whether that be finance, business, relationship building, I'm really into books that I can really learn from. I mean, I'm also into books about fantasy and stuff, but I personally like to read stuff that's going to help me in life, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You also mentioned traveling. What's one of the better trips you've been on in your life?
Yeah, so, well, more recently I went to Tulum, Mexico, and Cancun, and that was amazing. I got to go check out the Chichen Itza pyramids. That was incredible. really incredible experience. That was definitely up there as far as one of my favorite trips I've gone to. When I was a kid, we did do a family trip out to Arizona for a family reunion, and that was definitely an amazing trip. First time I ever met my whole family from my father's side, not my mother's side. But that was a wonderful trip, and I believe I was like around 8 years old, and it was a road trip, family road trip, so that was great. I guess another one of my favorite trips was when I visited Germany. Germany is a really, really beautiful country. So.
Absolutely. Okay, how about music? What types are you into, or if it's easier, what types don't you like?
I'm very passionate about music. I play music myself. I play drums, I play guitar, I play piano. I listen to almost all genres of music. I guess the easiest thing would be to tell you which ones I don't really listen to, and that's kind of this newer sort of like EDM, techno, house music. I'm not really into that so much. There's I see a lot of passion in that on stage, you know. I like people that pour their heart and soul into their art. Not to say that those people, like, you know, that style doesn't, but personally, if someone's expressing themselves playing an instrument, that's more talent to me. So I love everything from, you know, blues, classic rock, like progressive rock, funk, grunge, heavy metal, classical, hip-hop, rap. I love everything, kind of even country. The only thing I guess I'm not really into is kind of like the tech, EDM. Kind of new stuff that everyone's really into.
Yeah, all right, that's cool, fair enough. So how about movies? Is it the same kind of way? Certain genres you like or favorites you want to share?
I'm really into Quentin Tarantino and Martin Scorsese films. Anything by them, I just find they're just incredible stories, incredible storytellers. I also love any sort of like mystery, thriller sort of like movies, comedy. I love comedy movies as well, but for me it's probably more so like the I guess action sort of mob movies. I really like those.
All right, great. Let's see. Oh, what's some of your favorite foods?
Favorite foods? Well, I grew up eating some of the best food in the world because my mother's from Oaxaca, Mexico, and Oaxaca is known for having the best food in Mexico. So I was spoiled in that regard. Mexican food is definitely my favorite. I love Italian foods. I love Thai food. Some of my other favorite foods would, I love a good steak, so I love steak. I love Japanese food. Those are probably up there. Maybe some Vietnamese food as well. I like some. I'm not really too picky, honestly. I eat a lot of everything, except pork. That's really the only thing I don't eat.
Oh, all right. Any other passions, talents, or interests that we haven't touched on yet?
Passions, talents, or interests. I'm interested in a lot of things. I'm just interested in, like I said, becoming the best version of myself that I can. Finding out ways to add more value and be impactful and empowering people to really believe in themselves and their abilities and what they're capable of overcoming and doing in life, so long as they have that faith and belief in themselves and something greater as well. For me, I guess my biggest interest really is just personal development. It's like something I'm really obsessed about, same with, physical fitness.
All right, great. Okay, so I'm going to move on to the few of those donor questions now. And the first one is, what made you want to become a donor?
So, I'll give you a little bit of background about myself and what I've gone through the last 3 years. I suffered a cervical spinal cord injury 3 years ago that left me paralyzed from the neck down. And I've been recovering from that ever since. And for a while, I mean, as you could imagine, when you're paralyzed from the neck down, that affects everything in your body. Mm-hmm. So it, of course, affected my ability to ejaculate and reproduce for a while, is that something I wasn't able to do for about 7 months. So when I came across this, I was just more so curious as to like how, now that, you know, like post, I just hit my 3-year mark in early March, so I was curious to kind of see where I was at in regards to how I am physically healthy, and if that like would show in my sperm. And also I do pride myself on what I am, because it wasn't something easy, and it's not something that the average person that goes through that comes back from. Most people that suffer the type of injury that I did are quadriplegics, and so I have an incredibly powerful mind, I believe. His mindset was a big factor in why I recovered so well. So I also like to say that I have a powerful bloodline. So what interested me is being able to help other people who, you know, can't have kids, if I can help with providing that for someone, you know, and being able to, make someone else's like dreams come true, like by being able to have a baby, you know, that's I find that really fulfilling as well. I know that in the future I want my own family. So I guess that's just kind of it, just to give you a little background of why I also came across this and was more so curious. It was because of the personal experience that I went through, and I wasn't sure really what, like, how that affected me.
Sure. Well, thank you. We are obviously happy you're here, and thank you very much. The next question is, what are some of your thoughts about possible future contact with an offspring?
I'm definitely open to it. I would, if that happens, I wouldn't mind talking to, someone that is my offspring, and just really empowering them, letting them know that, always believe in yourself, and that they are incredibly powerful, strong, and they're capable of really doing anything that they put their mind to. So those are kind of my thoughts on that, I guess.
Yeah, great. Okay, and last question. Is there anything you'd want to say to the recipients of your donations?
Just be good parents. Don't put any sort of limiting beliefs on children, you know. Let them, just empower them, you know, empower them. Influence them in a very positive way that, you know, they can do anything they really set their mind to. Congratulations if this is something that brings fulfillment to their life. I'm happy that I'm able to be a part of this journey for them, and vice versa.
That's great. That's great. All right. Well, again, I wanted to say thanks for taking the time to be here with us. We really do appreciate it, and we wish you the best going forward.
Thank you so much. Likewise.